Again, we're speaking with Representative Sidney Carlin here on In Focus. The governor earlier this month proposed giving $250 rebate checks, a one-time payment to taxpayers here, and I think that a married couple would get $500 because of the extra revenue here. Now, she did face criticism from Republicans who said it was more of a political move here ahead of the election year. I'm just kind of curious where you stand. Was the governor right or Republicans right?
Well, you know, that's not a fair question to ask anybody. But I'll tell you, I remember I didn't get any checks that President Trump offered to the public because of my income. I don't know if this is income qualified. I assume it would be, maybe not. But I didn't get any. And so I know that President Trump sent $600 a week to the unemployed at about this time in front of his election year too. I don't think it's an election move. I believe that she is trying to give some money back to people who have struggled, and we have had more money than we anticipated and that we had not budgeted to spend, so it should go back to the people. And I think she's really trying to give relief to the people. If we leave it in the Treasury, it'll be cut, and there will come through with another tax cut, and it'll be for corporations. And that's what has been happening year after year. The public persons are paying more individually, individual income tax rates, and the corporations are paying less. And we build our roads, we build our schools, we build everything to educate people to work for corporations, to make money for themselves and others and for the state. And it's a big, long list how that works. You know how it is if we think about it. But the state has to pay the highway patrol, has to pay the county pays the police. We have obligations that government takes care of. And when you cut the government funds, then those things get cut. And in the long run, corporations need to be paying for some of that. They need to pay their share of that. We protect corporations, at a higher percent of their income or their taxes would go back to protect and build for them than it does for one individual.
I know it is an election year, so I should probably ask, you're going to be up for re-election. Are you planning to run again here in 22, or is it too early to?
Well, I'm not filing right now, but I never do. I always file late after I get through a year and see if I still love it. But I do. I don't see any reason that I wouldn't file for re-election. And I like the work. What I like about the work is taking care of my constituents' needs. And I have built a network in the agencies, and I'm able to reach the right folks to take care of individuals who need me. And that's my favorite part of this. During the unemployment crisis, when it was so bad, I used to send about 20 people a day over to the legislative desk to get help. And, I never did hear back from a lot of them, but if they didn't call again, I assumed they got some help. And I know there are some that have never gotten an unemployment check yet from March of 20. And that is just really sad. But they get bogged down in issues and details, and then the system crashed, and, it was horrible.
Have they fixed everything at the unemployment office there in Topeka?
I haven't gotten any calls this last couple weeks. How can we know? I know that the upgrade has not been completed at this time, but we are planning for an upgrade in the equipment. As long as we maintain employment, we'll have time to fix the equipment, but that's going to take some time. I think they found the kinks, but right now we're good as far as for stress level. And there are some people that just have to be individually followed, and you can't do it on a computer.
Anything else you want to just get out there to the folks here while I got you here this morning?
Well, I do want to say that we, in the Corrections Committee, which I started out talking about corrections a little bit, the governor has authorized pay increases, and that was recommended by our committee. And our state employees used to come to work for the state because the state was a great place to work, had regular pay increases, which would keep up with cost of living. and would give them benefits, and they knew they could retire and have a pension. All those things have been, well, many of those things have changed. They don't have, the union protection is gone in many cases. The pay increases didn't come. We went 9 years with no pay increases. Mm-hmm. And 9 years, you can't give a 2% after 9 years and feel like you've done anything. It's a slap in the face. So it's very, very sad. I've fought for fair wages for all people every time I can. So I was really pleased. We toured the Lansing facilities, and we toured the juvenile detention facilities all in 1 week. And we also toured Hale Library that week. I was about to use a wheelchair after that week. It was a lot of walking. But the governor has authorized the pay increase that we were asking for all uniformed security officers, all the counselors, the educational and case management people, and parole officers are also now given a raise. And they did that with the current budget, well, with money that is available right now in the Department of Corrections. And then SPARC has temporarily approved some money for them. And it was one of the things that the Finance Council did approve that the governor did on her own. It was executive order. It had to be approved by the Finance Council, and they did do that. So in that will take them through July, or to July 1st, but the legislature will have to take that up this year and make it permanent. It's temporary at this time, but we have had so many vacancies in our corrections facilities that we, at one point, were not going to be able to offer visits for the holidays for prisoners because there was not enough staff to provide staff to watch visitors because they needed to have them on the floor. So when we toured the facility, we saw that there was like one guard in with 100 people in several places. That's not safe. We need guards. They were starting at $18.26 an hour. These pay increases have brought that up to about 25 or so an hour. We're recruiting. We want to retain everybody we have, and they work very hard. And I'm so glad that she was able to do that for our corrections facilities. Also, one of the things I had been lobbied locally because the parole officers were not given raises when the court services officers got raises last year. And so that had made some, we've had hit and miss policies. And so one prison gets something and the other one doesn't, then, you know, they all want to leave and go to that other prison to work or whatever. So it's been very hard. It's been very hard for the state employees in general. Mm-hmm. But our corrections facilities, we either have to let people out or we've got to put more guards in. And that's where we are on that.
All right. Very good. Well, be interesting to see what happens here in the upcoming legislative session. It's always fun to watch what goes on in Topeka. So we appreciate you coming in and talking with us here this morning.
Thank you for having me, and have a happy new year.
Same to you. Appreciate it.